Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is changing the screening process for foster parents as more problems come to light at the State Department of Children and Families. The changes are in response to the death of a 2-year-old girl in a foster home in Auburn and the near death of a second child. The Department of Children and Families has just completed its investigation into what happened, and WBUR's Fred Tice outlines the findings.
The report concludes that the two girls were apparently victims of heat stroke. Governor Baker says there was blatant lack of oversight by DCF staff. So from now on, every person living in a home will be interviewed before it's approved as a foster home. Part of the problem in the Auburn foster home was that the mother told a family resource worker that her boyfriend was no longer around, when in fact he was living in the home. Here's Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters with an interruption by the governor.
So on at least two different occasions, there were reports of the boyfriend being in the home. And both, at least on one occasion, the family resource worker asked the mother about it, and the mother indicated no, she had no further contact with him. And it's a great question.
The foster parent.
Right. I'm sorry, who did I say?
You said the mother.
The foster mom said that he was no longer in the home.
From now on, as part of its monitoring of foster parents, DCF will check their Facebook feeds and other social media to see with whom they interact. DCF workers will be required to contact local law enforcement to find out more about a proposed foster home. Here's DCF Commissioner Linda Spears. You'll hear Sutters in the background.
The law enforcement checks are also going to be another way for us to have a check-in to see what police are responding to, if they're responding to the home, to whom and for what.
Several children have died under the supervision of DCF. At a press conference yesterday, Baker, rattling a loose microphone as he tapped the podium, said he'll work as fast as he can.
But I do not want to be another administration that sort of chases what I would describe as a half-baked solution to this problem and hopes it all eventually goes away. We want to be the folks who actually stick with this all the way through and get it right.
And Baker says that will take a little longer than a quick fix. Baker did not point the finger at any particular administration, but his communications director, Tim Buckley, points out that Baker has said many times that policies at DCF have not been updated in 12 years. And 12 years encompasses the administrations of Mitt Romney and Deval Patrick. Baker promises to dig in and stick with this problem until it's fixed. You'll hear Sutters interject here.
That's the way we're going to approach this.
Because what's happened in the past is we have a tragedy.
You need to stand up in front of the mic.
Yes, sir. I follow what he says. Because what's happened in the past with tragedies is we have a tragedy and we have a quick fix. We put out a directive, a guidance, we do something fast, and we don't stay committed to the long term sustainable change that is necessary in the Department of Children and Families.
In the wake of the Auburn case, a DCF social worker and a supervisor who is now a manager have been reassigned to administrative duties, which means they have no responsibilities for cases pending further investigation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.